Buon pomeriggio. Benvenuti alla conference call del gruppo Trevi per la presentazione della relazione semestrale al 30 giugno 2016. Vi ricordiamo che nell'ultima parte della conference call i relatori daranno risposta alle richieste di approfondimenti pervenutici in anticipo o anche durante la conference call via email al seguente indirizzo investorrelations@trevifin.com. Le slide esplicative relative ai risultati al 30 giugno 2016 in lingua inglese sono disponibili e scaricabili dal sito www.trevifin.com e dal 31 agosto 2016 sarà disponibile anche la registrazione della conference call. Passiamo ora la parola ai relatori, al CEO del gruppo Trevi, ingegner Stefano Trevisani, e al CFO, dottor Daniele Forti. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Trevi Group conference call on the half-year results ended June 30, 2016. We remind you that any questions or inquiries received in advance or even during the conference by email at the following address, investorrelations@trevifin.com, will be answered in the last part of the conference call. Please also be advised that the presentation of the half-year results 2016 is available on our website www.trevifin.com, where also the recording of the conference call will be available starting from 2016, 31st of August. We shall now ask the Trevi Group CEO, Stefano Trevisani, and the Group CFO, Daniele Forti, to address the meeting.
Good evening and welcome to this usual conference for Trevi Group's results June 30th, 2016. Let's start going through the presentation, starting from page 3. Revenue for four divisions, 278 million for Trevi, the special foundation services provider in the group, 92.2 million Euro for DrillMech, oil drilling rigs for the whole world, SoilMech, special foundation rig with 124.5 million euro, and Petrovan, oil drill services for 50.6 million euro. For people not used to listen to the presentation, just to remember, Trevi is the special foundation services division inside the group, specializing in geotechnical work and underground engineering work, mainly infrastructure projects and soil consolidation work, tunneling, deep foundation, marine works. SoilMech, special foundation rig manufacturer, is the division inside the group, specialized in designing and manufacturing of equipment for the special foundation companies market in the world, leader in many countries with a full range of product for the ground engineering industry. DrillMech, company based in Piacenza, specializing in design and manufacturing for the full range of drilling rigs for onshore and also for the offshore activities. And Petrovan is a drilling company that belongs to the group, operating about 18 rigs directly in South America for oil companies. Geographical distribution, no major changes in this period. Slides refer to the present worldwide of Trevi and SoilMech, so a fully established organization for Trevi and SoilMech and for DrillMech Petrovan with market reference, especially for DrillMech. Let's go on page 10 and 11, going through the group division outlook. Let's start by saying these results follow, as everybody knows, a very bad year, 2015. So we are particularly pleased with the margins we achieve in the 6 month results, especially for the division, Trevi and the SoilMech. Management had a clear focus this period to concentrate activities in reducing the capital invested in the activity and increase the margins. And I believe we were able to achieve most of the targets. So starting from trading division, we had a very strong cash generation in the 6 months with about 80 million free cash flow generated. Very strong order intake in this period, following also a very good first quarter in 2016. Trevi Art backlog represents now 77% of the total group backlog and increased to 829 million euro compared to the first half of 2015. We also noticed a good margin generated in the Trevi division. This is, as we said even before in the last conference call, the result of a better quality backlog that represent higher implicit margins inside the projects. And good level of margins are expected to be achieved also in the second half of 2016. Trevi works mainly as a player in the international infrastructure and construction market. We notice a positive trend in the international construction market, and especially in infrastructure sector, mainly related to transportation and marine works. So Trevi is well positioned in this niche and with a good market presence in interesting countries. Solmec had a very strong first 6 months 2016 with a 8.6% increase in revenue, very strong improvement in margins, and this is due to different situation, better market condition in some cases, but also much better efficiency in the production and of the equipments and in the commercial process, so better condition. We have strong positive backlog from international clients and international market for the new equipments presented this year in April 2016 at the Bauma exhibition, that is the largest event in the industry, and the efficiency also in the mix of product generated this interesting margin. High technology and the new line of product introduced at the Bauma exhibition are expected to generate increased volume and sales in margins starting from next year and in the last quarter of 2016. Solmec did invest in research and development and high-tech product, and this is, again, with the purpose to secure new market segment and better opportunities in the worldwide market. Going into the group division overlook for the oil and gas, I think it's everybody's well aware of not so much improved condition in the reference market for the oil and gas, with cutting capex from most of the operators and stakeholders. Volatility continued to be stronger in this period. Even the price per barrel that went from $28 to $50 start to reach a level of interesting opportunity for the future, but is still market under a lot of pressure. We have a dream negotiation in progress to supply rigs and components and services in a different geographical area. And we expect to conclude some of these contracts in the next weeks. We have a decrease, a very strong decrease in revenue compared to last year, especially due to market condition and, as I said before, cutting in investment in capex from most of the oil operators in several markets. Today, as we have anticipated already, starting from last year, we continue to implement a strong restructuring process in the whole division. Management is focused in continuing this overall restructuring, and we do see results already in the next couple of quarters, starting from now, and even more in 2017. Management is also focused on improving services. This is a new activity that started at the end of last year, when we first envisioned a difficult market situation. So the company is now active in providing not only packages and manufacturing rigs, but also services to clients, training, maintenance, and this is a kind of activity we do expect to have better margins in this period. There is a constant activities and attention in research and development, and this is a constant operation inside the group, but also in a difficult market situation. Dream is continuing increasing focus research and development activity, especially for more efficient rig and more control, like remote control rigs. We're also designing a shale oil design for the U.S. market, even if today it's one of the worst markets in the world, but we do believe that by the time the market restart, U.S. shale oil will be one of the first activities. Management is focused, as we said even before, in working capital decrease. Already achieved something in this period, and the focus remains for the rest of the year for better management of clients also. Petrovan is suffering in this market situation, struggling with the decreased rig utilization rate below to 70%, and this means a big challenge for marginality in this even more uncertain environment. Again, also here, Petrovan is focused in increased efficiency and try to reduce the impact in rates and in no working hours in our fleet. There are contracts under negotiation again in these days and this week's, and this will secure continuation and continuity in the operation for the coming quarters. I will now ask Daniele to continue, please.
Thank you, Stefano. I would like to give you some highlights regarding the financials of the first half of 2016. Even if revenues decreased down to 520 million euros, we had a very good marginality, expressed by 62 million euros EBITDA and 26 million EBIT margin. The net financial position was 396 million euros. This is a very good result and the fourth positive data we would like to offer to your attention is the backlog, steady above 1 billion euros and exactly 1,074 million euros. It's true that the last number of the profit and loss account is negative. It is due not only to financial costs, which are slightly more than the level we registered in the corresponding half of 2015, but it was due to the negative differences on exchange registered in the first quarter of the current year, 17 million. In the second quarter, we had positive net differences on exchange of about €1 million. All the difference on exchange that we registered are not realized, because as you can see reading the financial statements, the net realized positive and the negative differences on exchange are not material. Then we have taxes for €15 million, is an estimate we make. This number could change at the end of the year, and is due to profit gained in some countries without the possibility to match it with the losses in different countries. The good financial position we have at the end of the period is due to a net decrease in capital employed of around €100 million. We would like to stress in page 14 that the financial ratios, debt cover ratio, that is net financial position slash EBITDA, is at 3.3 times. And the debt equity ratio, that is net financial position slash equity, is 0.74 times. We are quite satisfied with those ratios, and they match all the covenants we have with some banks on some long-term bank loans. In page 15, we show revenues pertaining to the different lines of product. We have a decrease in the oil and gas sector of 36%, down to €142 million from €222 million, while in the foundation sector we have a total steady level of revenues to at about €390 million. But I would like to highlight inside the sector the 8.6% increase in Solmec revenues, up to 124 from 114, while trading maintained almost the same level of revenues in real terms. The foundation sector, that is Solmec plus Trevi, now accounts for 74% of total consolidated revenues. And with respect to the margins, EBITDA reached 12% at consolidated level, which is considered by us and respecting the average of the last years, with the exception of 2015, in which we had very low financial ratios because of the loss we suffered in Mexico. With respect also to EBIT margin, almost 5%, it has to be considered a very good one, and in the present macroeconomic environment, we are quite satisfied about it. The breakdown of revenue per geographical area offers us a view of a continued inflow of revenue, particularly in the Middle East and Asia, but also Africa and Latin America, and USA offers us a good and sustained level of revenues. Unfortunately, our home country, Italy, is at the bottom of the column. With respect to backlog, we stress that Trevi plus Soilmec now account for 82% of backlog. Obviously, Soilmec accounts for only 5% because visibility is maintained to almost 3 months. The increased level of revenues experienced in the first half of the current year gives us an optimistic view of the evolution of this division in the near future. In page 20, we have a very important slide. I would like you to fix your attention on the free cash flow, which is positive for 61.5 million euro, particularly sustained by the EBIT generated plus depreciation and amortization, while we had a very low level of investment and 24 million increase in working capital. Decrease in working capital, excuse me. Page 21, we show you that 83% of our financial debts are at long term. This expresses, in strong terms, the good financial condition of Trevi Group. With respect to the foundation sector in particular, in page 22, we show how the EBITDA margin increased from almost 8% last year to 15.3%, and EBIT margin from 0.5% to 9.1%. Obviously, this is the average of the data regarding Trevi division and Soilmec division. In the past 5 years, there was a deep gap between the margins of the two divisions. Now we can say that this gap is still existing, but has narrowed significantly, given in particular to the very good performance Soilmec had in the semester. With respect to the oil and gas sector, page 23, we have a sharp increase of margins that is due to the exceptional loss we registered last year in the execution of the last part of a large contract, and exactly the marine transportation and rig installation on a platform in the Gulf of Mexico of Turitz. This non-characteristical job has not been executed or repeated this year, and we have registered return to normal activity in terms of standardized production. Obviously, the results are not good, but the EBITDA margin is still positive. We think that the increased price of petrol per barrel from the minimum of $28 experienced in mid-January to the $50 per barrel registered again in the last days is a good sign of a renewed decision process of investment by oil companies that we could experience in the last quarter of the year. Thank you. Stefano, please,
Okay.
Continue.
Thanks. We'll go quickly through a series of projects for an update, starting from the ongoing project, most of them high visibility projects. The project is on track. Construction of the base camp is under progress. We'll be able to start full activity by middle of October 2016. The project will last till the end of 2017, with the rehabilitation work for the dam and the bottom outlet. The area is secure today by Italian military and by the coalition. We do expect to have a full deployment of people by the end of October in 2016. It's an important project. It represents also the willing of the group to pursue good opportunities of work, sustainable opportunities of work. Combining three experience in dam rehabilitation and experience in difficult international projects. Going on the next page, this is one of the latest award, the Galata Cruise Terminal in Istanbul. Project started the last 15 days. We do expect an expansion for the project, with increased revenue and the duration also of our presence in Turkey and Istanbul. A series of projects in Middle East. Middle East continues to be an interesting area of activity for us with Doha in Qatar, several projects in Dubai. For those not familiar to the matter, Trevi has a strong presence in all the Gulf area with more than 1,000 people working. Also in Algeria, we did start the work for the metro in Algeria, and this will be a project. The duration expected to be till the end of 2017 and first month of 2018. There were involvement in activities for Trevi in Argentina in the Rio Trevi projects. We start the project in the last 2 weeks. Again, an interesting infrastructure project for our subsidiary in Argentina. Going into Soilmec, some of the equipment that left our headquarters for Mosul Dam Works were designed and manufactured by Soilmec in this past 6 months. We call that the blue generation. You see most of the equipment in the new pictures are blue. Also, this very heavy equipment in the Orogel plant nearby Cesena. This is the new generation of rig for Soilmec, the one that attracted strong interest from clients around the world. And again, a picture of the Bauma exhibition, as I mentioned before, which was a very important exhibition for us to present the new generation of rigs for Soilmec. Going into the activity for the oil and gas, as we said in the press market, we were not able to sign new contracts. We have rigs to deliver that are working presently with SOCAR as the one in page 37. And the client is interested in having more of these type of equipment working in the same oil field. We delivered almost all the big order for Algeria. That's why the picture is still here after so many quarters. Large contracts that is almost completed for Drillmech. Petrovene, we mentioned again the geothermal activity because it's kind of a diversification for Drillmech, for Petrovene in this difficult market condition. This equipment is working at 4,550 meters above the sea level, with very good performance. So we go through some of the questions we receive. Mosul project for the first 6 months has a very limited percentage. The project just started, so there's not material, let's say, margins in the overall margin for the group. And as I said, we do expect to have a 6 months now where the project will be in full operation. And of course, revenue and margin will reflect this condition. We had a question about investment, the low level of investment in the period. This was one of the main targets for management that we were able to achieve, as I said at the beginning, controlling the capital invested and also the fixed asset and the investment in fixed asset for the period. And we were able to achieve a very good number. We do expect to increase this level of investment in the second half of 2016, but way below the investment amount we used for the past years. The better working capital, we have a question.
Regarding to the working capital, if we want a good look at it, we have to read the pages of the financial statements regarding the two sectors. So we can appreciate the reduction, for instance, of credits, which is due to a particular effort in collecting our credits and in selecting clients from which accept works to execute. We have also managed our commercial debts very accurately, so great part of our working capital is financed by our suppliers. This is a very good accomplishment, passing through all the four divisions, but particularly the foundation sector. So we think that we could maintain this level of effort in the near future, and particularly at year-end, even if during the course of the second half of the year we will experience an increase in working capital and a corresponding increase in net financial position as at September the 30th. But at year end, we think that the net financial position will stay at around 430-450 million euros.
Okay, closing notes. I think we address most of the questions received. If there are, of course, more questions, the team here is available to supply all the information. Just a final remark, we come from a very difficult period the last year, so We are pleased by margins and the cash generation in the period. There's a work to be done on taxes and the net financial and the net exchange rates. It will be our focus for the coming weeks and months. The group is well positioned around the world to pursue good opportunities both in the foundation divisions and in the oil and gas market. Thank you for joining us for this conference. If you have any questions, please send and we will send a reply. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening.